Memorial, October 1909. To the General Conference Council, convened at College View, Nebraska, October 1909. Dear brethren, we, the faculty of the Loma Linda College of Evangelists, at the request of the Southern California Conference, hereby submit the following memorial. In the great work of reform committed to us as a people, the necessity of capable workers in the line of the treatment of diseases and the general care of physical beings cannot be denied by anyone who believes such statements as the following. The rich and wonderful provisions of the gospel embrace the medical missionary work. This work is to be to the third angel's message as the right arm to the body. Some have endeavored to make it the head, but this is not right. Unpublished MS. Again, there are souls in many places who have not yet heard the message. Henceforth, the medical missionary work is to be carried forward with an earnestness with which it has never yet been carried. This work is the door through which the truth is to find entrance to the large cities. And sanitariums are to be established in many places. Again, in speaking of the work of Luke, we read, "His medical skill opened the way for the gospel message to find access to hearts. It opened many doors to him, giving him opportunities to preach the gospel to the heathen." That the departure from right principles is no less in the medical line than it is in the educational and spiritual lines, and that we need medical schools established upon Christian principles to prepare our physicians for their work in connection with the message, just as certainly as such schools are needed to prepare our ministers and teachers for their work. Also, the fact that the education to be obtained in schools of the world is so deeply dyed with false theories and skepticism that it utterly fails to qualify its recipient for a place in the work which is to be done, is clearly set forth in the following. Great care should be exercised in the training of young people for the medical missionary work, for the mind is molded by that which it receives and retains. Unpublished MS. Again, study the Bible more and the theories of the medical fraternity less, and you will have greater spiritual health. Your mind will be clearer and more vigorous. Much that is embraced in the medical course is positively unnecessary. Those who take a medical training spend a great deal of time in learning that which is merely rubbish. Many of the theories that they learn may be compared in value to the traditions and maxims taught by the scribes and Pharisees. Many of the intricacies with which they have to become familiar are an injury to their minds. These things God has been opening before me for many years. Instruction to Medical Missionaries, October 17, 1903. B-241-03. Their work should be more decidedly combined with the study of God's Word. Ideas are inculcated that are not at all necessary, and the necessary things do not receive sufficient attention. While students are being educated in this way, they are being made less able to do acceptable work for the master. The taxation that they undergo to obtain an extended knowledge in medical lines unfits them for work as they should in ministerial lines. Thus, some are disqualified for the work that they might have done had they begun missionary work where it is needed, and let the medical line come in as an essential part connected with the work of the gospel ministry as a whole, as the hand is connected with the body. That God has been endeavoring to lead us out into a position where we could work untrammeled by worldly influences is clearly shown in our past experiences and the instruction and reproof which have come to us in connection with these experiences. The need of medical missionary workers urged upon us by the spirit of prophecy led to the establishment of schools for training nurses in our sanitariums. This was a step in the right direction, but did not wholly supply the need. Still urged forward by the necessity of the situation and the spirit of prophecy, we attempted to provide for the education of physicians by the establishment of the A. But when we came to receive our young people as students in this college, we found them deficient in many cases in preparatory work. The proposition to give them this preparatory work in outside schools was met by the spirit of prophecy in such words as the following. If there are legal requirements making it necessary that medical students shall take a certain preparatory course of study, let our colleges teach the required additional studies in a manner consistent with Christian education. They should arrange to carry their students to the point of literary and scientific training that is necessary. Many of these requirements have been made because so much of the preparatory work done in ordinary schools is superficial.
It is not necessary for so many of our youth to study medicine. But for those who should take medical studies, our Union Conference training schools should make ample provision in facilities for preparatory education. Acting under this advice, our schools introduced lines of study calculated to qualify students to enter the medical course. Thus, by the spirit of prophecy, we were prevented from making an improper alliance with the education furnished by the world. In 1898, by the gift of prophecy, God pointed out the departure which was being made in the work of the A by many testimonies, of which the following is a sample. Remember now, my brother, that medical missionary work is not to take men from the ministry, but is to place men in the field better qualified to minister because of their knowledge of medical missionary work. Young men should receive an education in medical missionary lines, and then should go forth to connect with the ministry. Those who are receiving an education in medical missionary lines, referring to the students of the AMMC, hear insinuations from time to time that disparage the church and the ministry. These insinuations are seeds that will spring up and bear fruit. The student might better be educated to realize that the Church of Christ on earth is to be respected. They need a clear knowledge of the reasons of our faith. This knowledge they must have in order to serve God acceptably. Line upon line, precept upon precept, they must receive the Bible evidence of the truths that are hid in Jesus. Do not, I beg of you, instill in the minds of the students ideas that will cause them to lose confidence in God's appointed ministers. But this you are certainly doing, whether you are aware of it or not. At the General Conference in 1901, in an article entitled "Instruction Regarding the Schoolwork," read before the delegates on April 22nd, it was pointed out that all our medical students were not to receive their training at the one medical college at Battle Creek. Of our schools that were introducing educational reform, Sister White read, "We are thankful that an interest is being shown in the work of establishing our schools on a right foundation, as they should have been established years ago. If the proper education is given to students, it is a positive necessity to establish our schools at a distance from the cities, where the students can do manual work. Although there be a few students at first, do not be discouraged. The school will win its way. Introduce the medical missionary work. Some of the students are to be educated as nurses, some as physicians. It is not necessary for our students to go to Ann Arbor for a medical education. They may obtain at our schools all the education that is essential to perform the work for this time. It will take some time to get a right understanding of the matter, but just as soon as we begin to work in the line of true reform, the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us, if we are willing to be guided. All must place themselves under the influence of the Holy Spirit. When they place themselves under the influence of the Holy Spirit, they will accommodate themselves to Bible lines. When the Word of God takes possession of the minds of the teachers, then they are fitted to deal with the education of others. The Word of God is to stand as the foundation of all education. It is to be made the basis of all the schools that we establish. Thus we see that 8 years ago, God, foreseeing the calamity that would come upon the one medical school, then in operation among us, counseled the establishment of other schools in which both nurses and physicians were to be educated. In pointing out the defectiveness of the AMMC and the necessity of giving the Bible its proper place in a medical education, the following instruction was given, which instruction should have been our guide in our schoolwork. This instruction is contained in a letter dated October 17, 1903, and addressed to our medical missionaries, and is as follows. God would have all who profess to be gospel medical missionaries learn diligently the lessons of the great teacher. The one book that is essential for all to study is the Bible. Studied with reverence and godly fear, it is the greatest of all educators. In our medical schools and institutions, we need men who have a deeper knowledge of the Scriptures. Because the Word of God has been neglected, strange things have been done in the medical missionary work of late. The Lord cannot accept the present showing. During the years 1901 to 1904, the mind of the servant of God was directed in a special way to Southern California as a field in which the medical missionary work was to be given great prominence by the establishment of at least 4 sanitariums. One of these was to be located near the towns of Riverside and Redlands. During the session of the General Conference 4 years ago, under the direction and imperative demand of the Spirit of Prophecy, Loma Linda was purchased, situated 4 miles from Redlands and about 9 miles from Riverside. Soon, sanitarium work was begun at this place. This was followed immediately by testimonies, which have continued to come up to the present time, both guiding and urging forward the work. Extracts from these testimonies are as follows. Loma Linda is to be not only a sanitarium, but an educational center. With the possession of this place comes the weighty responsibility of making the work of the institution educational in character. A school is to be established here for the training of gospel, medical missionary, evangelists. In regard to the school, I would say, make it especially strong in the education of nurses and physicians. In medical missionary schools, many workers are to be qualified with the ability of physicians to labor as medical missionary evangelists. Make the schools especially strong for nurses and physicians. I have clear instructions that wherever it is possible, schools should be established near to our sanitariums, that each institution may be a help to the other. Acting under the advice of these communications, steps were taken to establish the Loma Linda College of Evangelists. This was opposed by some, and a communication was sent, of which the following is an extract. Be very careful not to do anything that would restrict the work at Loma Linda. It is in the order of God that this property has been secured, and He has given instruction that a school should be connected with the sanitarium. A special work is to be done there in qualifying young men and young women to be efficient medical missionary workers. They are to be taught how to treat the sick without the use of drugs. Such an education requires an experience in practical work. The work at Loma Linda demands immediate consideration. Preparations must be made for the school to be opened as soon as possible. Our young men and young women are to find in Loma Linda a school where they can receive a medical missionary training, where they will not be brought under the influence of some who are seeking to undermine the truth. The students are to unite faithfully in the medical work, keeping their physical powers in the most perfect condition possible, and laboring under the instruction of the great medical missionary. The healing of the sick and ministry of the work are to go hand in hand. In harmony with this instruction, the school was established with medical evangelistic course designing to qualify workers with all the ability of physicians, in harmony with the testimonies given. In connection with the opening of the school, the following was sent. Much is involved in this work, and it is very essential that a right beginning be made. The Lord has a special work to be done in this field. He instructed me to call on Elder and Mrs. Haskell to help us in getting properly started, a work similar to that they had carried on at Avondale. After the school was thus organized, and our first class had nearly completed their second year in the medical course, testimonies came from which the following are extracts, dated April 23, 1908. B-132-08. There is a very precious work to be done in connection with the interest of the sanitarium and school at Loma Linda, and this will be done when all work to that end. Ever bear in mind that heaven is interested in every question that agitates your mind in regard to your school and sanitarium. Both are to be strengthened. In our school at Loma Linda, many can be educated to work as missionaries in the cause of health and temperance. The best teachers are to be employed in this educational work, not men who esteem highly their own capabilities, but men who will walk circumspectly, depending wholly upon the Lord. That this school is not to be patterned after worldly standards of medical education is shown by the following. B-90-08. In the work of the school, maintain simplicity. No argument is so powerful as is success founded upon simplicity. You may attain success in the education of students as medical missionaries without a medical school that can qualify physicians to compete with the physicians of the world. Let the students be given a practical education. The less dependent you are upon worldly methods of education, the better it will be for the students. Special instruction should be given in the art of treating the sick without the use of poisonous drugs and in harmony with the light that God has given. In the treatment of the sick, poisonous drugs need not be used. Students should come forth from the school without having sacrificed the principles of health reform or their love for God and righteousness. The education that meets the world standard is to be less and less valued by those who are seeking for efficiency in carrying the medical missionary work in connection with the work of the third angel's message. They are to be educated from the standpoint of conscience, and, as they conscientiously and faithfully follow right methods in their treatment of the sick, these methods will come to be recognized as preferable to the method of nursing, to which many have become accustomed, which demand the use of poisonous drugs. While the work of the school is largely to be the fitting up of many to labor as medical evangelists, yet, that some are to be prepared as fully qualified physicians is shown by the following, which was sent in the fall of 1906, in response to a question as to the scope and work of the school. Make the school especially strong in the preparation of nurses and physicians. Much good can be done by those who do not hold diplomas as fully accredited physicians. Many working under their direction can do acceptable work without spending so long a time in study as it has been thought necessary to spend in the past. February 21, 1908. In a testimony addressed to the work in Southern California, we find the following. MS-3-08. Southern California is a field that should depend more than it has upon its own resources. It should have more facilities and should not be cramped as it has been in some respects. Southern California is a missionary field, a large part of which has received but little missionary effort. Henceforth, it should receive more attention. The various lines of work that can be carried on should be diligently studied, and the advantages of such cities as Redlands and Riverside, and the need of putting forth decided effort for them, faithfully investigated. It was the Lord who placed in our possession the sanitarium at Loma Linda. In Loma Linda, we have an advantageous center for carrying on various missionary enterprises. We can see that it was in the providence of God that this sanitarium was placed in the possession of our people. We should appreciate Loma Linda as a place which the Lord foresaw we should need, and which He gave. These testimonies coming to us as they did, after the purchase of the three sanitariums and the establishment of the school at Loma Linda, with classes organized and operating in at least 2 years of the medical work, led us to believe that we had not yet reached the standard in the mind of God. Consequently, at the recent General Conference, an effort was made to bring about a proper consideration of the Loma Linda School. A lack of time prevented this, although it was given some attention. This resulted in a recommendation involving a plan whereby the Loma Linda School should give 2 years of a medical course and provide by affiliation with outside schools for the recognition of this work, thus enabling the students of our school to complete the medical course in schools which already have state recognition. This plan was laid before Sister White, and the result is seen in the following conversation, which occurred in September 20, 1909.
MS-105-09, Mrs. E. G. White. We want none of that kind of higher education that will put us in a position where the credit must be given, not to the Lord God of Israel, but to the God of Ekron. The Lord designs that we shall stand as a distinct, sanctified, and holy people, so connected with Him that He can work with us. Let our physicians realize that they are to depend wholly upon the true God. I felt a heavy burden this morning when I read over the letter that I found in my room, in which a plan was outlined for having medical students take some work at Loma Linda, but to get the finishing touches of their education from some worldly institution. God forbid that such a plan should be followed. I must state that the light I have received is that we are to stand as a distinct, commandment-keeping people. The Sabbath is the great distinguishing line, and its observance will separate us from the world. As God's peculiar people, We should not feel that we must acknowledge our dependence upon men who are transgressing God's law to give us influence in the world. It is God that gives us influence. He is our exceeding great reward. He will give us advantages that are far beyond all the advantages that we might receive from worldlings by uniting with those who do not recognize the law of God. Elder Burden, I know that these thoughts are what you have presented before. We do not want to cause you to carry a heavy burden. We simply wanted to know if we were moving in right lines. If the Lord gives you light, well and good, we will be glad to receive it. If not, then we will wait. E. G. White. If we follow on to know the Lord, we shall know that His going forth is prepared as the morning. There are some who may not be able to see that here is a test as to whether we shall put our dependence on man or depend upon God. Shall we by our course seem to acknowledge that there is a stronger power with unbelievers than there is with God's own people? When we take hold upon God and trust in Him, He will work in our behalf. But whatever the consequences may be, we are, in regard to our faith, to stand distinct and separate from the world. I feel a decided interest in the work at Loma Linda, and I desire that it shall exert a powerful influence for the truth. Your success depends upon the blessing of God, not upon the ideas and views of men who are opposed to the requirements of the law of God. When people see that God blesses us and gives success to our work as we make Him supreme, then they will be led to give consideration to the truth we teach. Many will be compelled to recognize that our methods are superior to those employed in the schools of the world, as they are commonly conducted. We need not tie to men in order to secure influence. We need not think that we are dependent upon the knowledge and experience of men who do not recognize the Lord as their master. Our God is a God of knowledge and understanding, and if we will take our position decidedly on His side, to be wholly influenced by His Spirit, He will give us wisdom. I would that all our people might see the inconsistency of those who profess to be God's commandment-keeping people, a peculiar people, zealous of good works, thinking that they must copy after the world's pattern in order to make their work successful. Our God is stronger than any human influence. If we will accept Him as our educator, if we will make Him our strength and righteousness, He will work in our behalf. The following out of these principles may result in a condition of things that is not just as we desire it to be. We might like to see certain conditions for the attainment of which we would be dependent on the world, but the result would be an experience that means weakness rather than strength. We should realize a bondage that we do not anticipate. Jesus Christ is our Savior today, and He is willing to work in our behalf if we will not put our dependence upon some other power. If we are sustained by the living God, a superiority of His power will be manifest in His people. This is the testimony that I will continue to bear. We must exalt God, who is our wisdom, our sanctification, and our exceeding great reward. Shall we unite ourselves with those who are full of error, who have no respect for God's commandments, and shall our students go forth to obtain the finishing touches of their education from men who, unless they are converted, will not be honored with a place in the councils of heaven? W.C. White. What is to be the final outcome? Will all our medical missionaries be simply nurses? Shall we have no more physicians? Or shall we have a school in which we can ourselves give the finishing touches? E. G. White. Whatever plan you follow, take your position that you will not unite or be bound up with those that do not respect God's commandments.
Does that mean that we are not to have any more physicians, but that our people shall work simply as nurses? Or does it mean that we shall have a school of our own where we can educate physicians? We shall have a school of our own, but we are not to be dependent upon the world. We must put our dependence upon a power that is higher than all human strength. If we honor God, He will honor us, because we observe His commandments, which means eternal life. The governments of earth provide that if we conduct a medical school, we must take a charter from the government. That in itself has nothing to do with how the school is conducted.
It is required, however, that certain studies be taught. Physiology is one of these. It is required that those who labor as physicians shall be proficient in those subjects. In starting sanitariums for the care of the sick, we must secure a charter from the government. Our printing office must do the same. With the securing of a charter for a medical school, where our students might obtain a medical education, militate against our depending upon God? No, I do not see that it would, if a charter was secured on right terms. Only be sure that you do not exalt men above God. If you can gain force and influence that will make your work more effective, without tying yourselves to worldly men, that would be right. But we are not to exalt the human above the divine. That is the vital point where we have been hanging for 3 years. The only thing that we have asked for in this matter is to take advantage of the government provision that would give standing room to our students when they are qualified. I do not see anything wrong in that, as long as you do not in any way lift men above the Lord God of Israel, or throw discredit upon His power. But enter into no agreement with any fraternity that would open a door of temptation to some weak soul to lose their hold on God. We take this to be an unqualified statement that we are to have a chartered school for the education and training of physicians, as well as nurses. But in the conducting of this school, we are to recognize the power of God as superior to all earthly powers. And while thus relying upon Him, we have certain rights and privileges as citizens, which we can use, as did the Apostle Paul, to advantage for the truth, the right to charter our school being one of these. We therefore solicit your endorsement and assistance in placing the school upon a successful working basis, so that it may accomplish what the Lord has designed that it shall. We sincerely hope that you will give this question careful consideration, that the work that has now been hanging in the balance and retarded for 4 years may be pushed forward with alacrity and certainty.